Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Julie. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah Place? I can go for lunch?
Good one, Matt. And actually, maybe even better than you thought, because today's story from the Bible is about Noah.
Noah Way. Get it? Noah Way.
Oh, I get it. And yes, Way. We're learning all about Noah and his family to show that God is just. Just is the attribute of God we're talking about on today's show.
Just what?
What do you mean, just what? God is just.
Yes, I know, but God is just what?
No. God is just. That's a complete sentence. It means God is right. What he does is always right. We might even say that God is fair, but I don't actually think that's quite the right word.
Well, if we're saying God is right or maybe fair, then I know someone who tries to be fair all the time. She's a traffic warden. Let's say traffic warden together.
Traffic warden.
Did someone say traffic warden?
Well, hi, it's our good friend Jenna. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Matt. I just can't wait to talk to you today.
And we just can't wait to hear all about your super important job.
Right, so let's just dive right in.
Okay. Enough with the jokes. Jenna, we really do have so much we want to talk to you about. For starters, would you tell our listeners about your job?
Yes, of course. I have the very important and very demanding job of traffic warden. That means I keep our busy streets free from parking violations, pedestrian violations, and nuisance drivers. Gotta keep things safe and fair. Like I said, it's a very important job.
Boy, am I glad people like you are there to keep people like me safe. In fact, just the other day, I was crossing the street, after looking both ways, of course, when all of a sudden, a car darted right out in front of me. I was so scared. But then, the car honked their horn at me. At me. You better believe I went from being scared to being mad. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. It was so unfair that the driver didn't even get punished.
Gracious! I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm really glad you weren't hurt. And you're right, that wasn't fair. And I am all about fair. I think if someone breaks the traffic rules, it's only fair they pay the price for it.
So Jenna, you're just out there on the streets making sure everyone obeys the traffic laws? And what happens if they don't?
Well, when someone breaks a traffic rule or law, I write them a ticket. The ticket means they have to pay money for breaking the law. If they get too many tickets, then they might have other consequences too. For example, if I had been there, I would have given the driver of the car a ticket for not paying attention to Matt walking across the street. You break the law, you get a ticket. After all, it's only fair.
Yeah, it's only fair. Boy, I wish you had been there so the driver would have to pay.
You betcha, Matt. I mean, if you look both ways and cross the street when the walk sign was on and the car was...
The walk sign? Jenna?
Well, yeah, Matt. I mean, surely you only crossed the street after the walk sign came on, right?
I sure hope so, because otherwise you would be the one breaking the traffic law, Matt.
Wait, what? That's not fair. That car almost ran me off the road.
But Matt, fair means the person who was in the wrong gets the punishment. I hate to say it, but it sounds like you were the person in the wrong, Matt.
You know, Matt and Jenna, it seems like people want what's fair until it means they are the ones being punished. Today, we're talking about God being just. That means he is right to punish sin. Now, God is always fair because God is just. But I think one thing I love about God is that he is also merciful. So sometimes he doesn't give what we deserve and instead shows us mercy. That God is both just and merciful is pretty special. He would be right to always punish sin, but because he's always merciful, sometimes he doesn't. And that reminds me that God is loving.
It's my job to punish people who break the traffic laws, but sometimes I could choose not to punish someone. I could be more like God by sometimes exercising mercy.
I think I'm starting to see that fair and just are not always the same thing. In other words, Jenna would be right to give me a ticket for breaking the traffic law by crossing the street when I wasn't supposed to, but she isn't wrong if she chooses not to. But fairness means you always have to even things out, which doesn't leave room for mercy.
I came on the show today to teach you all about being fair, but I've learned that I actually want to be just more than I want to be fair.
I'm thankful that just is one of God's communicable attributes. That means that because I love and trust God, I too can be just, and that means I can show mercy to others just as mercy has been shown to me.
Great job, guys. Jenna, thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
Of course. I think it's fair to say we all shared what we know today and will help us all as we hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who is the truth. And for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, we're going to learn that God is just by reading a story from the Bible you're probably familiar with. Noah and the Ark.
That's right. You've probably heard that God told Noah to build an ark to protect him from 40 days and 40 nights of the rain God was going to bring on the earth.
And you may remember that Noah took two of every kind of animal on the ark with him. But what you might not know is why God sent the rain in the first place. And you might not know why God told Noah to build the ark.
But what I know you know is that God made everything. He made everything, and he is in charge of everything. The world and everything in it belongs to God, and God cares for all that he has made.
The Bible tells us that in Noah's day, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intention of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. The sin of the people grieved God's heart greatly.
God told Noah he was going to destroy all the people from the earth by sending a great flood. A flood happens when it rains so hard that the water can't soak back into the earth, but instead stays on top of the earth. God said he was going to send a flood over the whole earth.
For 40 days and 40 nights, God said he was going to send rain, so much rain that the earth would flood and everything on the earth would die. The sin of the people was so great that this would be God's punishment. And God is right to punish sin. God is just.
And God is also merciful. So God chose to rescue Noah, a man who loved God. How? Well, God told Noah to build a boat, not just any boat, but a great big boat that would fit Noah, his whole family, and also two of every kind of animal on the earth.
Let's get a closer look at what God told Noah by reading from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verses 1, 4, and 5. I'll give you a moment to find it. Genesis chapter 7, verses 1, 4, and 5. It's okay to ask for help. If you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Genesis 7, verses 1, 4, and 5 says, "Then the Lord said to Noah, 'Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground.' And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him."
God saw the sin on the earth, and he decided to punish sin by destroying the earth. God is just. He is right to punish sin. And God knew Noah loved him, and he did not destroy Noah. God is merciful. Sometimes he chooses not to punish sin.
Noah did all that God told him to do, and for 40 days and 40 nights, Noah and his family and all the animals were safe inside the ark. After the flood was over, God made a promise to Noah, a promise that is even true today.
God says to Noah in Genesis 9, 11 through 13, "I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth."
God promised Noah he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. And as a sign of his promise, God made a rainbow in the sky. Have you ever seen a rainbow? Yes! That's a reminder to you and to me of God's promise to Noah.
God is just. He is right to punish sin. And we know that Jesus came to save sinners. We are sinners, and the punishment for sin is death. But God, in his mercy, sent Jesus to take the punishment of sin for us when he died on the cross. Now everyone who loves and trusts Jesus is forgiven of their sins.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Now let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it 5 seconds.
Stop. I've got this. 5 second fly-through review.
Whoa, that was awesome. Our friend Jenna is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Jenna.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone, are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. True or false? An attribute is a word that tells us what someone or something is like.
True.
Question number two. Fill in the blank. God is just. He is right to punish
sin.
That's great. Question number three. True or false? Just is an incommunicable attribute.
False. It's communicable.
We can be just too.
Question number four. True or false? God chose to rescue Noah and his family.
True.
Okay, guys, you're doing so good. Last question, question number five. True or false? God is both just and merciful.
True.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, is there someone in your life you can encourage? What about a brother or a sister who you've had a hard time getting along with lately? Be intentional and encourage them with your kind words.
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of God's attributes.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems. We declare,
this is our great God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems. We declare,
this is our great God.
God is worthy.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about how God is just, you can turn to Genesis chapter 6 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Father, Spirit, Son.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, Big Story.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.